Yeah.
So over here, we're sort of in between St Luke, we're going from St Luke's to Clerkenwell. There's a place on the left-hand side here, and there used to be a goldsmith working in there. I used to live just over to the right-hand side, and you could see him through the frosted glass. We used to go in sometimes. He'd let you sit at the back and just watch him in that little place just over there. So you had the goldsmiths here, and there was another chap round the corner here. Unfortunately, this is called Helmet Row. But apart from that, the church was always derelict. So it was always much greener here because it was all overgrown then. But there's another lovely little sort of a utilitarian workshop on the right hand side down here. And I can't for the life of me remember what he was now, but there's another crafts person. He might have been a blacksmith actually, I can't remember. But this is, this was always like the little haven of peace. And then just as you get closer to Old Street as we are now, you start hearing more and more noise, and then you're back into it. And you there's this place here, lovely little shop front, it used to be. I don't know if it's still the same. This number one here, and a little yard as well. There used to be loads of places like this. The bloke would be working by the window, and he'd have all this stuff in the little entry there.
And you can't remember what he was doing this one?
I can't remember. It's only a very small play. I can't remember.
And would, when you were watching him, would he like ever talk to you? Or?
Yeah, he used to go into most of these. They were horrible old buggers, miserable old sods. But if you were interested, they'd let you in. You could sit at the back. They might make you sweep up or something like that, but they'd let them watch.
And just watch. He wouldn't actually tell you.
Just watch what he's doing. There used to be a bloke called Pipiat, who was a woodcarver. He used to give you ice creams. And there used to be like five of us sat in there on a rainy day watching him woodcarve in the window. But it was just nice.
Did any of them kids who were watching go on to be...
All of us did.
Joiners, though, specifically,
all of us,
say you're all done.
All of us did. We all went in. My mates are cabinet makers, French polishers, upholsterers, stonemasons, loads of different...
Yeah.
A load of them went into the print, and are still in the print. We all went into that sort of thing, because that's what we had around.
It was in the air, wasn't it?
That's right. But across the road here, going to Whitecross Street, there's a pub about 100 yards up. On the right-hand side opposite that was where the Shire Horses were, so there's a stables there.
Right.
So there was loads of people around here called something the Horse, Jimmy the Horse, or Bob the Horse, and they were big old boys. A lot of them worked on the drays, but some of them actually horse husbandry, and others were farriers.
Right.
So you had that little area as well. You had it big here, but then a 2 mile away you had it at King's Cross as well, because the shunting yard was all had Shire Horses.
And joking aside, would Helmet Row, would that be something to do with perhaps armourers or
could
something in the past
places?
Yeah.
Could have been.